between them, and that is called Raya Ramananda. I have told you that Raya Ramananda was like a king. When he met, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after yesterday talk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda told, at first I saw you as a renounced order sannyasi, very beautiful novice sannyasi, very beautiful young sannyasi. Coming so much rays from your face that sun can be defeated, but also not so hot, but more cold, like moon's rays. So he said that I saw you at a renounced order sannyas, but now I am saying that you are Krishna black. How it is? And then again I am saying that you are combined of Radha and Krishna, taking the heart and mood of Srimati Radhika and beauty of Srimati Radhika. Why I am saying so? Raya Ramananda answered, because you are. Mahaprabhu replied that you are Mahabhagavata. What some class of Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata, not Kanishta Adhikari or not Madhyam Adhikari, middle, you are so much more Mahabhagavata. What is the symptoms of Mahabhagavata? If he will see cows, at once he will remember Krishna that this is Vrindavan and Krishna is grazing cows. If he will say any jungle, then he will see that, oh, it is Vrindavan. If he will see any water, river, sea, ocean, then he will think, oh, Jamuna is flowing in Vrindavan. If he will see any high place, he will see that, this is Govardhan, very near and dear and very much serving to Krishna. And Krishna has lifted this on the finger. Always he will see that his Aradhadev, worshipable Krishna, is everywhere. And all are worshipping. And in Krishna he will see all. This is the symptom of Mahabharata. So you are Mahabhagavata and you are saying like this. I am only a Brahmin sannyasi. I am not so qualified, but you are saying me. First you saw me as a sannyasi, renounced order sannyasi. Now you are seeing me as a Krishna. And after that you are seeing me, Radha and Krishna both combined. You are covered with Srimati Radhika's beauty and Radhika's mood. He told, no, you are really Krishna. Don't try to cheat me. Don't try to cover yourself that you are. I have known that you are Krishna and you are Radhika Goswami. No, this is not the case. After that, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Diraj Pandit of Pratap Rudra, Sarvam Bhattacharya, very just learned of Mayavadi or Dvaitvadi. You know what is Mayavadi? Those who tell that Krishna has no shape, no attributes, no energy, nothing, no qualities, and I will be like that Brahma. That are called Mayavadi. So at that time, his whole world, he was the best Mayavadi, knowing and reading all Vedanta, ways and everything, And he was the master of all the Mayavadis at that time, very renowned person. So he one day he saw Chaitanya, he was teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta, that you are very little boy, and so in young age sannyasi, you should know Vedanta. And Vedanta is that world is false. Krishna has, Bhagavan has no source of Brahma, and we are all Brahma. 7 days he tried to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say yes, no, or very good, nothing. He was silent, quite silent there. Then at last day, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whether you are understanding what I am telling or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the Vedanta Sutra you utter, I understand fully, like sun is seen. But when you are doing explanations of all sutras, mantras, that is sense that you are covering in darkness. You are hiding sun, you are covering sun. He was astonished. In my whole life, never anyone has not told like so. All has honored me. And I have tried to make understand them. But this boy sannyasi is telling that you are hiding and concealing Krishna. He told that how you are telling so. I am covering the meaning of this Vedanta Sutra. He told that in all sutras it has been described that Krishna has a beautiful face. He has all kinds of attributes. He has so much qualifications. And he is so ocean of rasa and ananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, by what sutra you tell that Krishna is sapless, Krishna is qualityless, stressless, why you are telling? He told that it has been told in Brahma Sutra done by Srila Vyasadeva himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, utter that point and that is low. He told. Krishna has known that, he told. What is this, that sutra you know? Where is Naveen? Call and ask. Arupa vayata evhi tat pradhanatva. Aru, Krishna is Aru, no Aru. This is very sutra. Tells that Krishna has a roop. He is not a rupavat, he is a rupavat. This is Sanskrit word. Perhaps you cannot follow, but in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, a rupavat, those who have not roop. He seems like that, but he is rupavat. He is himself a roop. Krishna has no roop, but Krishna is himself that root. Understand?
Not understand.
Krishna has no difference between shape and Krishna himself. His body and Krishna are not different. Same thing. So Krishna is not a rupavat. But he is himself the shape, Krishna. No difference in that. Tatpradhanatva, Krishna is beautiful. He is so beautiful. He has so many beautiful qualities, sweet qualities. He is so generous. He is so merciful. If there is no body, no personality, where all the qualities will be? So Krishna has all kinds of qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted so many slokas of Vedas, so many sutras, and he was defeated at all at that time. He could not utter any word, and he fell flat on the left feet of he told utter Atma Ramasya Manyo Nirgantha Apiyu Krame Kurvanta Hetukam Bhakti Isambhut Guno Hari. All Nirvishesh Badi, like Sanak Sanandan Sanak Kumar, Sukadeva Goswami, in first beginning period, they were all Nirvishesh Badi, Brahma Badi. But being in the touch of Brahma, the father of Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar, he was a devotee Brahma. So in association of Brahma, they became so much good devotees, and they had darshan of Narayana. Also in the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, he was first quite aloof from world, and he had not come in Maya, and he was Nirvishesh. Krishna has no place, God has no place. But when he came in the touch of the Vyasadeva, so renowned person, so bhakta, and also incarnation of Krishna also, he was at once turned. By one slope, paraha pidam natavarabapu karnayo karnikaram vibradavasa kanata kapisam vajayanti chamalam Arandhan Venuradhar Sudhaya Puranyan Gopa Vindai Vindarannam Sapadaramanam Pravishatagyate. In Srimad Bhagavatam, best beautiful slope for Krishna. So beautiful. Gopis are seeing this. So there, Goswami told that what are the qualities of Krishna? Then that they told. There is very long story, I don't want to go in long, very, after some time we will explain all these things. So Krishna is so merciful that even Utana came and he took Kalkuta poison in her breast, and he took a shape of mother, and he took Krishna in his lap, my dear child, doing so. And he get whole poison in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna at once took her all poison and also her life and soul, everything. And she became so pure, giving up this body, and she became like mother. Krishna gave her as a mother and took him into Goloka Vaikuntha. So who will be merciful like Krishna? So at once Sukadeva was turned into very rasic Krishna. So that teacher, Sadhvam Bhattacharya, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, increased having the shape of Krishna, having clothes, having combined that Ramachandra, having bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Danda and Kamandali. Danda and Kamandali, you know, this renounced out of that, and Kamandalu, what a call. He's Sarabhut Krishna, six, and he turned. Then he knew that he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are going to South India, you should look to Raya Ramananda. He is the person of affection, rasa. You should look. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are very learned and very rasic Vaishnava. I wanted to meet you. So Sadhampad has pointed me to go there. So I have come and saw you that you are so qualified devotee. He told, I am a Sudraman and so process up. And I want that you should be here for some days, a while to take darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to hear something from you about Srimati Radhika, Krishna Prem, Krishna, bhakti I accomplish. He told that, yes, I will. In the meantime, it was midday and it was the time for taking Mahaprasadam from Mahaprabhu. A Brahmin came and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to give you diksha. That is, I want to give you Mahaprasadam. Come to with me in my home. And we can rest and take daily Godavari bath and be here and up to what time you want to stay here. Rajamananda told that I will come silently, knowing no person will know. I will come alone, secretly, not in Governor General's dress or King's dress. I will come on foot and I will meet in evening at about 8 and we should discuss all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. I will be waiting for you and you should surely come. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam and he was waiting for Raghavanam. Evening was coming and he was eagerly waiting that when. And Raghavananda was seeing that when sun will go to set and then I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each other waiting. Now the time of taking prasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given Mahaprasadam and you are also waiting for Mahaprasadam. So we will meet in evening at about 4 and then discuss what the dialogue was between Mraramananda and Mahaprabhu. So I want to finish here. Gau Premanande. About 3, they will arrange for fire yajna, sacrifice yajna. And about 4 to 5, we will do fire yajna. And after that, we will be in class here for 1 hour. And then, and you can take the party. Gaur Praman.
Maharaj, I was
wondering, you were saying that Sri Sukadeva Goswami was Brahmavari? He rolled a part of that.
So Sri Sukadeva
Goswami was Brahmavari? But then he was telling Harikatha. Before that he was Brahmavari, you should know. But not, actually he was Brahmavari. But he was playing a role of Brahmavari. Here, we should know that if Atmaram, Yogi, like Sukadeva Goswami, Brahmavari, can come in the touch of a very pure Vaishnava, he can be turned into. To show this, he played a role as a Brahmavari. But actually he was the parrot of Sri Srimati Radhika. I will describe another time.
I don't know
about
Ramananda Roy to combine form of Radha from Mahaprabhu. At that time he fainted.
You will describe this, I will paint it. Because he has seen Srimati Radhika, he has seen Krishna, he has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was not tempted. But why he tempted, we will explain. Very good question. Perhaps Gaur Govind Maharaj has given in his new book.
Yes.
Same thing in new bottle. Bottles, white, red, yellow, maybe, but the same thing in that. Arupavat. Arupavat means, or means no. No roop. Arup means no roop. What means like no roop. But here, Sarvam Bhaktacharya grabbed the meaning of this that Krishna has no roots. Like no roof, Krishna is. Arthat, he has no roof at all. He has no form, no shape, no quality, no attribute, no shakti, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, no, you have not understanding this meaning. The meaning is no. If a man has no shape, any vastu, any matter has no shape, no? Like this, it has no shape. But how we can give any instance? If it has no roof, no shape, no quality, nothing, it is like a zero. You know, a sky is zero, nothing. What we see, it is this very dense air we see. Not we are seeing a sky. A sky is not, we are seeing. These are the clouds, or these are the thickness of air we are seeing. But not a sky. A sky is zero. So if Krishna is like a sky, what are the qualities of Krishna? Nothing. So anyone cannot be arupavata. No roof. Everything has some shape. You know that water is, we are seeing water. But scientists have told that water is no shape, no color, water has no attributes, no taste, but we see that water has shape. Because we are saying, if there is no shape, we cannot see. But we cannot define. Because if it is given in a pot, if it is given in a river, like river, if it is in a little pot, water is in that shape. Anything, any pot, what pot is like, water takes the shape of that thing. But water is his shape, we cannot define, because it has so many shapes. Water has taste, its own shape. But when it's mixed in the earth, anywhere, then it becomes some salt, some sweet, some other taste. But what is his taste? What is without tastelessness? But scientists cannot define what is the taste of that. Water has also quality. Without water we cannot live. So it has quality. It is not qualityless. But scientists cannot what is the shape, what is the taste, what is the color. It takes the color of earth where water comes from earth. So we cannot define. So we see, we cannot define water. How we can define Krishna? We can take all kinds of shape, all kinds of taste, all kinds of qualities and attributes. That is a cause and action theory. We should know. Without cause, any shape, anything cannot come. From mango seeds, only mango can come. From any seed, the same kind of tree, same kind of fruit, same kind of leaves, and all will come. The root of this whole world, the seed is himself Krishna. From Krishna, everything has come out. We are seeing so many shapes. If there are all not in cause, that is in Krishna, how they can come? There must be in cause that thing. And if in cause this is not, then it will not come. Like, there is a bamboo tree, the seed of bamboo, or seed of any other fruit, apple. Apple, you know? From this seed of apple, mango will not come. What is in cause? That can come. There are so many seeds. Mango, you know, tetrain, you know, neem, very bitter. You have seed of orange and many things. You put it on the bank of a Rhine. Rhine, you know, here. Water is the same. Water is given. Same water in all kinds of things. Same earth is there. Same air is coming there. Same sun is giving his light. Everything is the same. But in each kind of seeds, separate kinds from mango will come. From neem, bees, neem will come. So, Peter, mango source. So different kinds of will come. Whether one water is given, but all will be not. So, here we see that if anything is not root, the potency is not in the seed, no new thing will come. There must be some potency. So Krishna has all kinds of potency in him, all sets, all qualities, everything in him. And from then we see that men, women, children, ashes, peahawks, peahen, so many things are coming from. So all sets are in Krishna. So all are coming from Krishna. So Krishna is not selfless. See in this, here in this, well, Bhattacharya was at once done. And he said, he saw this. So Krishna is not our Rupa, but he is Rupa, not Vata. That is not second thing like Krishna. So it has been told in. If you know Hindi or Sanskrit, I could have been explained more. But now we should go and take prasadam, because doctor has warned me not to speak so much. And prasadam is ready. Prasadam is Krishna. Prasadam is waiting for us, so we should go and serve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Kintu prabhavyogyaiva tasya bande rūpasi. Who will try to explain this? Hariman, you can explain. Prabhu can explain. What is the meaning of you can?
He is non-different from the spirit, from the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Master. Should be accepted.
As good as.
As good as.
Direct representation.
Like Mukunda.
Not Hari. Hari to he has. But the virtues of Hari he has. The virtues of Hari is Krishna. He has, but himself not Hari. This is called Hari pain. What virtues he has, what qualification he has from Hari, like Hari, whole mercy of Krishna combined has become Guru. Krishna is so merciful. Gurudev is more merciful. He is like Hari. But he is Haritva, he has Haritva, means qualification like Hari, so generous. Oh, he is so merciful. If Krishna will do mercy upon anyone in the shape of Guru, he will have to come. Otherwise, he cannot do. Krishna does not know the sufferings of these beings and conditioned souls, always playing in Braja, Vrindavan, playing in Radha Kundasamy, always playing in Ras under Bansivat, Kadambatri. So he never does not know the sufferings of all the beings here. Like a king living in Amsterdam, he cannot know a villager's suffering who is living very, very far away from him. But he will hear through his proper channels. He has so many channels that he can know. So, the proper channel is Gurudev. Gurudev will tell, you should be merciful to that. He has taken your shelter. And knowing that I am your servant, he has taken my shelter. So you should be pleased. Yes, yes, I am doing so. Saranga saranagati hai ve jahar tahar prarthana sune Srinanda Kumar. Those who have adopted six principles of saranagati, then enchanting so much, then Krishna will have kripa. Otherwise, so the Gurudev Rashi as Srimati Radhika, as Krishna. He is so much Siddhant-vidhi, he knows so much Siddhant, Abhakti Siddhant, Rasa Siddhant, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything, like Krishna. He is so merciful as Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He is so generous as Krishna. So having all the qualities like Krishna, but not so much like Krishna, but yet doing. It is called Haritva. Right? So Haritvena, all Shastra has told that he is Hari, direct Sakshat Haritvena, but not Hari. Most obedient and most suitable servant of Krishna. Not servant, friend, bosom friend, not bosom friend, also like father and mother, like Nanda and Yashoda. Also more than that, like gopis. In all gopis, Rukmanjari, like Rukmanjari, is in line of Rukmanjari. So, sakshat haritvena, samasta sastra, ruktastatha bhavyate eva sadvi, all sastra has told. And also sadvi, sadvi means all realized souls have told like this, devotees have told everywhere. Kintu prabhoriyo kriya eva tasya. But yet he is the servant of Krishna. He is most dear. He is Prishtha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Prishthaya. Prishthaya means very dear and very beloved to Krishna. Especially to Srimati Radhika. This is the symptom of Krishna. So we should know that he is Haritva. He has having the qualities of Hari, but yet he is not Hari. He is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. Understand this? What is Ashraya and what is Vishaya? Krishna is the Vishaya of prayer, of love, okay, affection. And Srimati Radhika is the best Ashraya of this. So Guruji is also like this, ashraya. And ashraya means servant. Word is not good, but yet there is no word in English equivalent. So you should use.
I heard that Visha means that the one is giving refuge, and the other is the Vishai, is the one who is giving refuge. If one is taking refuge, one has to give refuge.
I'm not understanding.
Shelter. The shelter giving personality
but
is Vishaya.
You should know that sometimes Krishna Vishaya becomes Ashra. When Srimati Radhika is telling that Yasod message my faith and call out my desh, then Radhika becomes Vishaya of them. And Krishna becomes and that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Krishna, he became Ashra in this Gaur path. No? Mm. He is now Ashra, not Vishaya. Right, sir. Here, Srimati Radhika is Vishaya of friends because Krishna is adopting that thing, method and mode of Srimati Radhika and wants to test Krishna. Krishna is himself Krishna, but now he wants to forget it and know that I am Srimati Radhika. In Raya Ramananda Sambhad, it has clearly shown how many things. The book newly printed by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he has tried to give something about this. Then, any kirtan should be done. Who will do? There are so many.
Anantaram.
Kirtanya.
Anantaram.
Anantaram should do. In the line of Prabhupada, we will take 108. And so many kartal doing all Hari I like this. When I was young, I used to dance so hours and doing kirtan myself about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours in parikrama doing all kirtan. Growing old, I left all these things. But I want to hear good kirtan.
We're so lucky here, Guru Dev and Mathura. We never get to hear your kirtan. Yes. You're never singing there. Here you're singing so much.
I'm singing and getting energy. She's ready?
Yes,
you have to make a place.
We go next door to the next house. We're all going to the next house.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we should go there. But
first kirtan.